On Mother's Day, it is a tradition that we have a graduating senior deliver a sermon. And this year, Emma Sams will be preaching. She has prepared her sermon, and we are ready to receive it.
From before I can remember, I have been traveling back east to Kentucky to visit my relatives. Every summer, my family and I would fly to Louisville, Kentucky to visit my grandparents, cousins, aunts, and uncles. We'd spend the week playing with old toy soldiers and Lincoln Logs. My cousin and I once painted a giant picture in the basement that was just random splatters of paint that my grandma loved so much she framed and had hung in her house. In the summers, we would walk down the road to pick blackberries and make blackberry pie for dessert if we hadn't eaten all of them by the time we got back to the house. We would visit the horses who lived down the road and feed them peppermints out of our hands and catch fireflies at night and put them in mason jars with holes poked in the lid. My grandma would always go to the bakery before we arrived and bought the gingerbread cookies she knew we loved and always stocked the fridge with pimento cheese for lunches. My favorite trips were when we flew out for the 4th of July. We would spend the day at the nearby country club, swimming and jumping off the diving board, and then sitting on the pool chairs once it got dark enough to watch the fireworks. I used to hate the loud booming sound of the fireworks, so I always made my parents take me inside to watch the show where the sound was muffled by the walls. If we were lucky, we would fly out during Christmas break and get to spend Christmas at my grandma's house. It was just as much fun during the winter, even if there were no blackberries to be picked or fireflies to be caught. If we were lucky, it would get cold enough to snow, and we would spend all day outside building snow forts and pulling each other in the sled. But by the next day, the snow was usually melted. Even as my cousins, siblings, and I grew up, and our trips to Kentucky grew less frequent, it continued to be my favorite place. I have traveled to Hawaii, Costa Rica, and all over Europe, and Kentucky continues to be my favorite spot. Even though I don't live there or go as often as I would like, it has become my home. From a young age, my family and I have also gone up to Oregon every summer to stay at a small motel my grandpa owns up in Grants Pass, just 2 hours past the border. My family and I would pack up our car and make the 12-hour trip up to Grants Pass. The drive is a painfully boring trip up the 5 freeway with nothing but flat land and farms out each window. My siblings and I watch movies in the car and listen to music. But after 3 movies and listening to the same playlist over and over, the movies and music start to get boring. Sometimes when we take the long trek up to Grants Pass, we will stop in Napa Valley to break up the trip, and then my parents can go wine tasting, which is not my siblings and mine favorite thing to do, but we'll do anything to get out of being in the car. Eventually, we make it to my grandpa's motel, and that's where the real fun can start. We always make sure we are there for one Saturday because on Saturday mornings they have a farmer's market just a block away where they make the most amazing donuts. We always sign up to go river rafting down the rapids on the Applegate River, and we always make sure to get a Dutch Brothers coffee every morning and a Dairy Queen Blizzard at night. Most days in Oregon, however, are just spent at the pool swimming and making up games and eating bread and cheese for lunch next to the pool. Some summers, our good family friends will take the trip with us, and we get to spend the week with our best friends. My cousins from Kentucky have all come out to Oregon at one time or another to experience the trip we always talk about, and we have even had friends from Germany tag along with us to Oregon. While I may not live in Oregon and only get to visit about once a year for about a week or so, it has become my home. So not only do I have a home here and a home in Kentucky, I have one in Oregon as well. At the beginning of the gospel, Jesus reminds Thomas not to have a troubled heart. Jesus invites Thomas to his father's home, where he will prepare a place for him, and explains that he is at home in his father's house, and promises that Thomas will be at home there too. Thomas is told that to heal his troubled heart, he must believe in God and in Jesus. However, Thomas believes that he must go to the house to see the Father himself in order to know him. Jesus reminds Thomas that he does not need to see the Father in order to believe in God, because he already knows him. Through Jesus, Thomas has already met the Father and seen him. In the Father's home, Thomas will be provided with the comfort and care he needs for reassurance that the Father is not only in Jesus, but in himself as well. Jesus tells Thomas that the Father's house will soon become his home, while it may not be the place he was born or raised, he will be given the care, love, and memories needed to make the Father's house his new home. In his new home, Thomas will understand that the Father is in him and has always been, even when his heart was troubled. Around this time last year, I was putting together a list of colleges I wanted to apply to, and I knew from the beginning that I didn't really want to go to school here in California. While California is my home, it is not my only home. I also have a home in Kentucky and a home in Oregon, and I wanted to go to college in one of these places. I applied to 2 schools in Kentucky and 2 in Oregon, and a couple others here and there, but Kentucky and Oregon were my main focus. I got into all the schools I applied to in Kentucky and in Oregon, which was great, but only made my decision process harder. After visiting each of the schools, I was able to eliminate a few colleges, but was still left deciding between a school in Oregon and a school in Kentucky. My parents had shut down my idea of going to all the schools I got into, so I wouldn't have to choose, and I knew I was going to have to decide sooner or later. Like Thomas, my heart was troubled. My heart was torn in 2 entirely different directions from places I both considered my home. My parents were waiting anxiously to find out which college I was going to choose and would ask me every day if I had decided yet. They had gotten so fed up with my indecisiveness that they gave me a deadline of their own to decide by. So for a week, I'd get countdown texts from my parents like while at school. I'd be in math and get a text that said 5 days, or the next day in English, I'd get one that said 4 days. And if it wasn't for my parents, I probably wouldn't have decided and would probably be stuck at home next year. My mom was the one who really, really wanted me to be up in Oregon. She knew Kentucky was always my top choice, and she was really hoping I would keep an open mind and go up to Oregon. She also knows I hate flying, so Oregon would have been a much easier place to go. I knew that picking Kentucky would probably freak my mom out at first just because it is so far away, but I know that she loves Kentucky just as much as me and knows that no matter where I go, I will make great friends and get a great education. Without her constant support and care, I wouldn't feel comfortable going anywhere far, even Oregon. From my mom, I have learned how to be a nurturing and kind person to the people around me and how to be independent and care for myself. Most importantly, she has taught me how to be brave and how to handle situations where my heart is troubled. I knew that no matter which direction I chose, I would love each one the same. I knew that even with a troubled heart, God would be in me all throughout my decision process and would follow me to whatever destination I chose. I knew God would be on the plane with me whether I was going east to Kentucky or north to Oregon, and that he would be one step ahead of me and be waiting for me in my dorm when I arrived. With God in me and the support around me, I finally came to the conclusion that Kentucky was where I wanted to be next year. I loved Oregon, but I knew that if I was there, there would be a part of me that always wished I was in Kentucky. Oregon was my home, but so was Kentucky, and God was telling me to go out of my comfort zone and go to the school where I would have to fly an extra 4 hours and where I would be the only person from California. I knew that in Kentucky, I would get the comfort and care to really know I was home and understand that God is in me and would be alongside me for every college experience thrown at me. I knew that my parents, especially my mom, would miss me and worry that I wasn't eating or sleeping enough, but that they would support me in whatever I did, no matter where I was. Having a troubled heart is a difficult thing to deal with, but with God and Jesus, and most importantly in you, a troubled heart can easily be healed.